his occupation? I guess he was a rancher.
He went through the eighth grade and went to work in a knife factory. And that involved making knives like this to big ones. And what he did was put the sides on them. And he, 2 years before he died, he got to go back to visit there. And that knife factory was still in existence. And there were two or three people that he had worked with as a 12-year-old boy still working there. And so I have a little knife that he brought home and gave me with kind of mother of pearl look on the sides.
And this factory was in Pennsylvania?
Yes, in Eldred, Pennsylvania.
That's great.
No, did I say Eldred? It was in Olean, New York, which is just across the line or the river or something from Eldred.
Now, I'm going to ask you, what made your parents decide? Your parents, I guess, after they married, they moved out here?
Oh, no. They met after they were here. My dad's older brother, who was crippled, he had been injured as a boy. Two boys were rabbit hunting, carrying 22s, and the one out loud was in front. And the one behind him accidentally stumbled or something and shot his knee right out. So his leg was always bent. He could do everything with that. Skate, but he had, he was a crippled man. To watch him walk because he had a odd gait because of that leg. But my brothers and myself always admired him because Uncle Alf could do anything he set his mind to. So he and his father came out here, and they were right out here at Milford. They worked for a ranch, and that's how Dad and his younger brother ended up coming out too. And it was after they were here that my mother and dad met and got married. Then it was after that, he was down at the coal mine, working at the coal mine. Then he got the ranch out on the reservation and lived on that for many years.
Maybe a little later we'll talk about working on the coal mine. That'd be very interesting.
I can remember a few things Dad told me about it.
That'd be great.
They used horses to pull the...
Before machinery.
Before electricity.
That's amazing. And maybe you could tell me a little now about what you can remember of your grandparents, I guess beginning on your mother's side. You have said a little.
Her father was here, Grandpa Scheib. And I guess the main thing... We always enjoyed ourselves when we stopped there. He smoked meat and collect applewood, to have, because we don't have as much hardwood in this country as they have in around Knoxville, where he was raised. And so he'd have trouble collecting enough hardwood to smoke his meat. But I can remember that. But the thing I remember the most, he was a child. During the Civil War, or at the end of the Civil War, when the carpetbaggers moved in and everything. So he had many bitter memories of that Reconstruction period, because there was a lot of people that just went out to take...
Treated them like animals.
Yeah, well, and cheated them, too. And I think that's one reason he decided to come west. But he'd have a real friendly dog, and how dogs will jump up and greet you. Down, boy, he'd say. And then he'd look at you and say, that dog would even jump up to a nigger. And I, being not raised with that kind of ideas, I'd always think, what difference does it make what color your skin is? But to Grandpa, it did.
Yeah, I guess so. You brought up that one.
Mm-hmm.